call the meeting to order. Welcome to the September 1st, 2022 Stanislaus County Planning Commission meeting. I would like to start off with a few reminders. Please silence your cell phones. During the public hearing, we are happy to accept comments on the projects, but we ask that you avoid repetition. During a long hearing, it's okay to say that you agree with the previous speaker rather than to repeat what has already been said. Roll call. Let the record reflect that Commissioner Beckman is absent today and everyone else is here. We stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Citizens Forum. The Citizens Forum is a time for the public to speak on issues that are not on tonight's agenda. However, the Commission cannot take action on these items. If there is anyone that would like to speak on any issues that are not on tonight's agenda, please come forward. Not seeing any. Minutes of August 18, 2022. I need a motion to accept the minutes.
So moved.
I have a move first.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Of course.
Abstain.
Abstain.
Abstain for me.
Two. Okay. Two abstain. Correspondence. Director Freitas, do you have any correspondence?
Yes. Good evening. You have two items of correspondence that have been placed before you this evening that were too late for the agenda. One is a California Environmental Quality Act referral response that was received on August 26, 2022 from the Knights Ferry Municipal Advisory Council for consent item 7A, which is the time extension for vesting tentative map application 2006-06, Knight Ferry Outlook. And then the second item of correspondence is an email dated August 27th, 2022 from Brad Johnson for non-consent item 7D, which is used permit application PLN 2022-03 FM ingredients. With respect to the Knights Ferry Outlook correspondence, the referral response raises some concerns with the need for soils reports for septic system design, fire mitigation, and truck access, citing specific need to provide fire breaks. The referral response also provides a statement that is identified as being from the Knights Ferry Community Services District addressing water service to the project. The item that the response is in regards to is a time extension for an approved vesting tentative map, which was subject to environmental review under the California Environmental Quality Act and was approved with mitigated neg decks. Staff has reviewed the Knights Ferry MAC referral response and believes that all of the issues of concern have been adequately addressed in the project's environmental review and no significant environmental effects have been identified. The project was referred directly to the Knights Ferry Community Services District, and staff has reached out to the district to verify that they did indeed receive the referral, since no referral response from the district has been submitted to the county. The district has confirmed receipt of the referral and have stated that as long as the conditions remain the same for improvements that need to be made to connect to the water system, the district would have no comment. In light of the referral response and staff's reach out to the district, staff's recommendation remains the same to keep the item on consent and to approve it. And I just wanted to give you a little bit of background on that.
Okay. Conflict of interest declaration. Is there any commissioner who would like to declare a conflict?
I will. I have a conflict on item 7D, use permit application FM ingredients. My husband's business does sell commodities to at least one of the applicants listed.
Okay. All right. Non-consent items. There are items on the agenda designated by an asterisk next to this, the item's number, requesting a planning commissioner public hearing, but which follow an individual evaluation of by staff that have been found that the consistency of existing county policies and the county general plan are therefore recommended for route approval. If anyone wishes to discuss any of these consent items, they will be withdrawn from the consent agenda and for discussion. Does anyone wish to discuss any of the items on the consent agenda? If not, I would ask for a motion to accept these motions, consent items. One I should point out has been PLLM 2022-0026 has been requested a continuation to September 15th.
Seeing no request to pull them, I would move to move forward with the consent agenda.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Is that just to clarify, Mr. Chairman, sorry, is that to approve the consent agenda, Mr. Commissioner?
Well, it's to move forward since there is no other request to pull anything, but I will amend it to move forward and approve the consent agenda.
I have a motion.
I'll second.
I have a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, motion. And disagree? No? Non-consent items. We have one item on the non-consent agenda this evening. Item D, 7D, use permit application PLN 2022-003 FM ingredients staff report. And we excuse one of our members. Staff report.
Good evening. Emily Bassnight with the Planning Department, here to present use permit application number PLN 2022-0003 FM ingredients. This is a request to operate an animal feed mineral blending business on a 39.64 acre parcel. The project site is located at 10924 Hillmar Road between Hogan Road and South Central Avenue in the Turlock area. The project site has a general plan designation of agriculture and a zoning designation of general agriculture with a 40 acre minimum. Surrounding land uses include dairies, row crops, and scattered single family dwellings in all directions. A chicken ranch is to the northwest of the project site, the San Joaquin River to the west, and Merced County to the southeast. The site is currently improved with two single-family dwellings, one of which was an unpermitted conversion from a barn and a 125,000 square foot agricultural storage building. The proposal includes the installation of micronutrient batching equipment consisting of loadout and receiving elevators and conveyors within a 3,700 square foot area of the existing agricultural storage building and construction of three prefabricated steel silo tanks. The equipment will be used to store and mix minerals. Finished mineral blends will be either loaded directly into truck trailers or into 2,000-pound totes for delivery to individual dairies operated by the FM Ingredients Ownership Group, where the product will then be incorporated into dairy feed at the dairy. The operation will have a maximum throughput of 55 tons per day, or 14,300 tons annually. The proposed hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., 7 days per week, year-round, with three employees on a maximum shift, and will have up to five truck trips per day. The proposed mineral blending business will serve the individual dairies of the FM Ingredients Ownership Group, which consists of dairies in the Central Valley and one dairy in Nevada. So here are some current photos of the site. The picture on the left is a view of the front of the building from the road. The picture to the right shows the view of the building from within the property. And again, the picture on the left shows the view within the building, looking down the length of the building. And the picture on the right shows the space where the FM Ingredients equipment will be located within the building. In order to approve an agricultural service establishment, the Planning Commission must find that such establishment is primarily engaged in the provision of agricultural services to farmers and is designed to serve the immediately surrounding area, as opposed to having a widespread service area. The project as proposed will only serve the individual dairies of the ownership group of FM Ingredients. However, whether the project meets the criteria for serving the immediately surrounding area is less clear. Given the nature of the proposed uses, serving only the dairy industry, staff believes the county zoning ordinance provides flexibility to allow the Planning Commission to determine the acceptable service area for the approval of the request. It is ultimately up to the Planning Commission to determine if the service area qualifies the use as an ag service establishment. General plan consistency must be evaluated when processing all discretionary project requests, including the project site's general plan land use designation of agriculture, consistency with the agricultural element, and with the agricultural buffer standard. The ag element encourages vertical integration of agriculture by organizing uses requiring use permits into three tiers. Tier two uses include ag-related commercial and industrial uses, such as ag service establishments. As a tier two low people intensive use, the project would not be subject to agricultural buffers unless the Planning Commission determines that it is a people intensive use. The zoning ordinance recognizes ag service establishments as a tier two use when they are designed to aid production agriculture and serve the immediately surrounding area as opposed to having a widespread service area. Neither the county's general plan or zoning ordinance define the appropriate service area for an ag service establishment, and as such, each proposed use must be individually assessed. Staff believes the establishment as proposed will not be substantially detrimental to or in conflict with ag use of other property in the vicinity, nor be detrimental to the health, safety, property or improvements, and the general welfare of persons within the surrounding area or the county as a whole. The proposed use will not create a concentration of commercial or industrial uses in the vicinity. Pursuant to CEQA, the proposed project was circulated to interested parties and responsible agencies for review and comment, and no significant impacts were identified. Based on the comments, a negative declaration has been prepared for this project. Standard conditions of approval have been applied to the project, which can be found in Exhibit C of the staff report. In addition to the conditions listed in Exhibit C, the Stanislaus County Department of Public Works, in their revised comment letter received on July 26, 2022, requested the following condition to be placed on the project. However, the planning department inadvertently overlooked the condition, and as such, the condition is not reflected on Exhibit C of the staff report before you. The condition is worded as follows. The applicant shall enter into an agreement with Stanislaus County Department of Public Works to pay a fee of 0.0895 cents per ton of material entering or leaving the property to offset the traffic impacts to Hillmar Road from Central Avenue to Morgan Road. The agreement shall be in place within 3 months of approval of the use permit. The fee shall be tied to the Engineering News Record Construction Cost Index as published in the July 2022 edition. The base construction cost index is 13,167.84 as of July 2022. The applicant will pay Stanislaus County Public Works quarterly, with quarters ending March 31st, June 30th, September 30th, and December 31st. The applicant shall provide a report annually, signed and stamped by a registered civil engineer or certified public accountant, which certifies the volume of material exported from the site and the volume of material imported to the site. This report shall be delivered to the Department of Public Works by December 31st of each year, and the basis on which these volumes were derived. To conclude, given the need to assess each agricultural service establishment on a case-by-case basis, and the requirement that an establishment be locally serving as opposed to a widespread service area, staff has not provided a recommendation of approval or denial. Past Planning Commission consideration of ag service establishments has shown that positions on how to define an appropriate service area changes over time and are impacted by the nature of the use itself. In this case, the proposed use is 100% engaged in activities designed to aid in production agriculture. As proposed, the facility is sized to serve only the ownership group's dairies. However, once established, there could be growth that could lead to a further expanded service area. With other ag service establishments serving the dairy industry, we have seen the Planning Commission look at a broader service area as acceptable. Staff has no objections to the approval of this request, but is seeking guidance from the Planning Commission as to the appropriate service area for the type of use. If the Planning Commission decides to approve the project, Exhibit A of the staff report provides an overview of all findings required for project approval. If approved, use permit application number PLN 2022-0003, FM Ingredients, will be subject to the conditions of approval as listed in Exhibit C of the staff report, including the condition of approval provided by Public Works. That concludes my presentation. Staff is available to answer any questions.
Is there any commissioner that has any questions for clarification?
Yeah,
I do. Okay, Wayne.
Emily, this clearly to me is an ag service establishment under the tier two for the ag element. So has the applicant agreed to the conditions of approval?
The ones in Exhibit C, yes, but not the Public Works as of yet.
Yeah, and if I may, just for the public who's kind of been watching, that there was some materials handed out. All planning commissioners have been provided with the actual text of the condition of approval that was inadvertently omitted that Public Works would like to have added in. It was read at verbatim by Emily, but we wanted to provide it to you in written form. And the applicant is also being provided that language.
Also, Emily, did I hear you correctly? Did you say that one of the dwellings was converted from a barn without permits?
That's correct. And there is a condition of approval in Exhibit C that requires the building permit to be pulled for that unpermitted conversion prior to operation.
Thank you.
I'm curious if the project's approved, does the applicant need to come back for another permit application if they decide to sell outside the ownership group?
Right now, no. The way that it was written right now, it's a space issue, and it's an overall volume issue. But that is something that the Planning Commission could consider if they want. The one thing I would caution on that is it could be a little bit difficult to track exactly who is getting the product.
Any other questions? And then we'll go up to...
I have one question. Just clarification from Public Works regarding the cost associated with the tonnage. I'd just like to know, I understand why, but I want to know, hear a little bit more about why you're doing that. Why are you charging for that?
There is precedent for that. I was directed to look back at a project called Recology Blossom Valley Organics to assess the fee and kind of bring it up to $2022 dollars. So that's what I did. I went back to that project, looked at the conditions of approval there for that fee, and applied the index that we're using to bring it up to $2022 dollars. So,
okay, thank you.
Is that money going to go for general maintenance, or is it going to go into a fund for a rebuild or overlay, or how's that going to be?
That would be specific for that segment of road. I believe it's in the condition. It says Hillmar from, is it Morgan?
Right, I understand that part of the area, mm-hmm. But I'm saying, is that just for ongoing
correct
maintenance, or is that going to be try to build a fund to overlay or rebuild, or how's that all going to
ongoing
work?
Maintenance.
Ongoing maintenance, okay.
Correct.
Fix the potholes. Thank you.
Okay. Any more? Then I open it up to public hearing. I ask that those in opposition to speak first. Is there anyone here who would like to speak against? Not hearing any. Are those in favor of the recommendation? None?
Can you state your name?
State your name, yeah.
My name is Justin Gioletti. I'm a dairy farmer in Turlock, California. Just real brief, I think you got the good overview of the project. The main reason for us wanting to do a project like this is to basically control some of our costs. Feed is the biggest cost on our dairy farms, and we're trying to vertically integrate that and kind of take advantage of economies of scale with some like-minded dairy producers that are in the area as well. And secondly, it also allows us to have complete control over the finished product. A lot of these ingredients are very expensive, and they're mixed in really small amounts. So this and small changes can have an effect on our herds, our dairy herds. So it's also about controlling the end product for us and getting the best product we can to our animals every day. So
I have a couple questions for you, if you don't
sure
mind. I see that it looks like Orland and Nevada, that's almost 50% of where all the feeds be going. Is that still economical for you to be producing here and shipping there?
We think so. They're part of the ownership group as well.
Okay.
So they're invested in this company. The way this started was a couple of our industry professionals, our nutritionists, the guys that actually formulate our rations for us, got a group of like-minded dairymen together. The two, the one in Orland and the one is actually a nutritionist. That's not a dairy site up there. There's a dairy in Nevada that's gonna, one of his clients, his product will be going there. And then there's a dairy in South Valley as well. So the way we got connected was through our industry professionals, and a lot of them are Stanislaus County and Merced County.
And so for those of us who are not really feed-oriented, a little bit about how your product works. You're bringing raw material into the location, and then it's being filtered and mixed and then sent out to different dairies?
Correct, yeah. So different dairies will have different mixes. So we will have an actual machine there that can formulate whatever we want it to fit each dairy's needs.
And where are we getting feed from right now before this whole venture came about?
We're getting it from mineral companies that either make stuff down in like Tulare area, or there's one up north too. So there's larger mineral plants that in the state that we're currently buying from now.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Once again, will you state your name, please?
Good afternoon, Johnny Machado. Thank you guys for taking the opportunity to take a look at this project. I am one of the owners also of FM Ingredients. The use permit, public work part of it that we got basically an hour ago kind of brings a concern to us, and the value, the reports that they're requesting. So we'd just like you guys just to consider that part of it too, on the public works.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Is there anyone else in favor? Then I close this and go into this public hearing and open it up to the commissioners for discussion and motion. Any discussion?
I would say that sounds to me like this is an opportunity for them to have local feed access. From what I'm hearing from one of the owners is they've been buying out of the market, and anything we do to support within the Stanislaus County is always good. And the whole idea of, you know, farm to fork, the idea of having our farmers have access to their products closer, which streamlines their business, makes them more efficient and more competitive, I think is always a good idea.
I tend to agree with Lars. I think it's a great project, and I have real mixed feelings about this condition of approval from Department of Public Works. I mean, I think when you start singling out individual businesses for what the impact they're having on the county roads, like, where does it end? You know, I come down Grayson Road, and I'm a tomato grower, and there's tomato trucks on Grayson Road, plenty of them. And I have a real problem with that. I don't think that should be part of the project.
You know, I would agree with Tom. I think it's a great project, but I think singling out fees, I mean, everybody's paying taxes for the county to maintain the roads. What is the condition of the road today? What level?
I don't have the PCI on hand.
Could you go back to the picture you showed previously? I had a good actually.
I mean, how can we say we're going to put a maintenance fee on them if Public Works doesn't even know what the condition of the road is?
Oh, we do. I don't have the PCI on hand.
Right there.
Hand.
No, back. Sorry. Three forward. Oh. My apologies.
Which one did you do?
The picture of the road in front of the facility. There. No. There we go. There we go. On the left side. Thank you.
Well, I'm not seeing a bunch of potholes in that road.
So when these projects come in, we're supposed to treat everyone the same. So that's exactly why I applied the condition, as was done with Recology, and similar to this situation, they had a similar operation. So that's why we applied that condition. I'm not singling anyone out.
You mentioned Recology. How many other businesses in this county pay a fee towards road maintenance?
I don't have that number offhand.
If I
you
may.
You should. You should anticipate the question being asked.
If I may, as Sale is correct, there are at least three that I can think of offhand that have had this condition applied to them, one of them being Recology. But I will say that this type of condition has generally been applied to a project that would have a much heavier truckload.
Mm-hmm.
I did have a conversation.
Five per day.
I did have a conversation with one of the assistant directors for Public Works with regards to this condition earlier today, because it's only five trucks. I think we calculated out based on tonnage that it would come up to about 2,500 a year, I think is what it calculates to. And whereas the Recology, you collect enough fees where they've actually replaced the road every 5 years, along with sun-dried products next to it. And this one here, he indicated to me that it might be, you know, a double chip overlay that they would put on it. So there is a much different volume on this one. There's also a lot of other tier one, tier two uses, from hullers and shellers to vegetable processors, that we've seen come through in the time frame that we have applied fees to these larger projects that have not had a fee applied to them. And I think, you know, some of the commissioners who have been on the commission for a while are aware of that, that, you know, this hasn't been consistently applied to all projects that happen to have a truck or a few trucks. It's generally been applied to projects that have a high volume of trucks.
So, Angela, you have the chicken ranch just down the street, right? The brooding house down the street. Mm-hmm. They're bringing in product every day to feed their animals every week. And they're going to be getting a free ride off of this organization, is what it sounds like to me.
They are a permitted use that does not come through a discretionary permit process, and so we would not apply the fee.
Okay.
Any more questions? If not having any other questions, I'm asking for a motion on the applicant PLM 2022-003 F&M Ingredients. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I have a motion. Wayne.
Okay. I'll move to approve use permit application number PLN 2022-0003 F&M Ingredients without the use permit application condition of approval that was presented tonight. Does that work?
So you would be making a motion to approve the project as recommended in the staff report?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. And then just out the road charge.
Right.
Right.
All right, Mr. Chairman, if I can just clarify, please. Commissioner Zipser, does your motion also include that you make the findings and approve the actions in Exhibit A?
Yeah. As my comments earlier, I do think that this is an ag service establishment, which fits under the tier two.
Okay.
I'll second that.
I have a first and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Oppose? Motion passes. Thank you. Other matters?
Mr. Chairman,
we have none.
Have to wait. Do we have any other matters?
We have no other matters this evening.
Report from the planning director?
Yes. Since the planning commission last met, the board of supervisors has met, but they have not heard any items related to the planning commission. For the planning commission on the horizon for September 15th, your next meeting, we have one use permit application in the Crow's Landing area, one rezone and vesting tentative map in the Denaire area, and one variance in the Modesto area. And then for October 6th, we're looking at one parcel map in the Modesto area and one use permit in the Turlock area. And that concludes my report.
Thank you. Then there's no additional matters from the chair. I call the meeting adjourned.